Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, March 4th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
So if anything, I might have forced Israel's hand, but Israel was ready and we were ready.
More explosions as Middle East conflict enters day five and teachers warn of a growing recruitment crisis. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, more explosions have been reported in Tehran overnight as the conflict in the Middle East enters a fifth day. The US military says it has hit almost 2,000 targets and severely degraded air defences since launching strikes with Israel over the weekend. Iran is continuing to retaliate with strikes across the Gulf. Israel has also issued evacuation orders for 16 areas of Lebanon where it says it's attacking Hezbollah. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has warned the Iran-backed group not to get involved.
Hezbollah made a very big mistake when it attacked us. We have already responded with force, and we will respond with even greater and additional force. The Lebanese government needs to understand that Hezbollah is dragging them into a war that is not theirs.
Irish citizens in the United Arab Emirates could be evacuated in the coming days as plans are finalised for a government charter flight to leave Oman, provided they get the all clear. The Minister for Foreign Affairs, Helen McEntee, says the first flight will be targeted at Irish citizens currently in UAE, particularly those who are non-resident and require assistance most urgently. The news comes as the US continued to bomb Iran overnight. Donald Trump singled out Spain and the UK for not cooperating with the US offensive, and he confirmed the US will be cutting off all trade with Spain.
Spain has been terrible. In fact, I told Scott to cut off all dealings with Spain. Spain has absolutely nothing that we need other than great people. They have great people, but they don't have great leadership. So we're going to cut off all trade with Spain. We don't want anything to do with Spain. By the way, I'm not happy with the UK either.
With the conflict expanding, America's top diplomat, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, has been setting out Washington's objectives.
We will systematically take apart their missile program. We will destroy their ability to sponsor terrorism, by the way. We will destroy their factories. We will destroy their navy. Those objectives are going to be met. It will not be easy. There will be a price to pay for it. But that is a much lower price than having a nuclear-armed Iran.
Back home, and there's going to be a review of the retail energy market to establish if people are being price gouged. Enterprise Minister Peter Burke has written to the chair of the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission to ensure the current crisis in the Middle East doesn't lead to unfair price increases for consumers. It points to increased government scrutiny to prevent price spikes during international energy disruptions. To other news now, and the lack of available teachers has reached crisis point, with new figures revealing 75% of schools that advertised positions in the previous 6 months had no applicants. New findings of a survey carried out by the Teachers Union of Ireland reveal 60% of schools have unfilled vacancies due to recruitment and retention difficulties. Almost one in five schools have been forced to drop subjects as a result. TUI General Secretary Michael Gillespie says teaching is not an attractive employment proposition.
There's not enough teachers. That's the simple fact. We have teachers in a full jobs market with very transferable skills. And the jobs that are available are very more attractive at the moment than teaching. Teaching in the biggest class size in Europe, the workload and the work intensification is too much.
The Rotunda Hospital is staying put. The Health Minister says the hospital is submitting a new planning application for an extension at its current Dublin City Centre site, and she's backing it to stay there. It's after a recent planning application was turned down following objections from conservation groups. The new plan will include dedicated facilities for newborn babies and an expanded service for people who've experienced sexual assault. Labour's health spokesperson Marie Sherlock says she's relieved the government has clarified the situation over the Rotunda's future.
This is an issue now that obviously was one of two of the reasons why An Cumasúin Pleanála rejected the Rotunda's planning proposal for a critical care wing. It's an ambiguity and a lack of clarity that has hung over the hospital for some time now. And we very much welcome, albeit belatedly, from the government, their announcement about the future location of the Rotunda Hospital.
Overcrowding, inadequate food provision, lack of private space and restricted family life are some of the issues faced by families living in emergency accommodation. Research carried out by Doris, the refugee and migrant rights organisation, also found that living in such accommodation has a cumulative harmful impact on well-being and family life. Doris CEO John Lannan says emergency accommodation is not fit for purpose.
In terms of emergency accommodation, we found that the conditions and the problems included overcrowding, lack of privacy, inadequate food provision, limited autonomy, prolonged stays in unsuitable settings that undermine people's dignity, their family life, their health and their well-being.
And in sport, in soccer, Carla Ward says she's gutted that Ireland have suffered a 2-1 defeat to France in their opening World Cup qualifier. Ward's side went in front at Tallaght Stadium through Katie McCabe, but Melvin Mellard scored twice after being sprung from the bench to give the visitors a comeback victory. Ireland's opponents this weekend, the Netherlands, were held to a 2-2 draw by Poland. Player of the game, Emily Murphy, says they can take plenty of positives from the performance against France.
Our discipline and mentality was second to none in and out of possession. And look, we took one of the best teams in the world and I don't think they felt comfortable for any of the 90 minutes. So we've got to take positives in that and we go again against the Netherlands.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.